happy story there. Better than this score here, anyway. They say a change is as good as a rest. Were the managers wise to change, or should they have stuck to the devil they know? We find out in the specialist round. One player from each team goes under the spotlight. They have 60 seconds to answer as many questions as they can on their chosen subject. As usual, you can't pass. And back to Luton Town. Can I ask you please, Simon, who will be your specialist team player?
I've taken captain's responsibilities. I'm going to be taking the individual round as well.
You're taking it on the chin yourself. Simon Pitts, please come and join me on the penalty spot. He supports them because his dad was brought up in the area and he's just followed on that tradition. The best game he's seen this season was beating Torquay 5-1. You ready, mate?
Yep.
Your specialist round is Luton Town's FA Cup run of 1994, and your time starts now. Who scored a hat-trick for Luton during
Scott
the
Oakes.
Cup? Correct. Who kept goal for Luton throughout
Jürgen
the Cup?
Sommer.
Correct. Who scored Luton's first goal of the campaign?
Paul Telfer.
Correct. Who were the only team from outside the top two flights who faced Luton?
Cardiff City.
Correct. Which future England manager was in charge of Luton's fourth-round opponents?
Kevin Keegan.
Correct. Which Luton player scored his only goal of the Cup run at St James's Park?
Tony Thorpe.
Correct. Who came on as substitute to score for Cardiff against Luton at Ninian Park?
Phil Stan.
Correct. Which Luton player faced one of his former clubs in the semi-final?
Kerry Dixon.
Correct. Who scored the first goal conceded by Luton in the Cup during that season?
Peter Beardsley.
Correct. Who scored both goals in the semi-final for Chelsea to defeat Luton?
Gavin Peacock.
Correct. Which player was substituted by John Hartson in both the third round win over Southend and the sixth round tie at West Ham?
Kerry Dixon.
Correct. Which player scored for Luton in round 5, the goal that proved to be decisive in their 2-1 win at Cardiff?
David Priest.
Correct. Which defender who made more than 200 league appearances for Luton was in the West Ham side in the quarter-final?
Tim Brecker.
That's correct. Hey, that's how you do it, Simon. That's how you... 13 points. Well played. Now, that's what I call bouncing back.